I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Grandpa, God can walk on water, announced a little voice from the back seat. And you know who else can walk on water? Insects. As accustomed as I am now to these pronouncements from my granddaughter Claire, who, as you may remember, told me she is an expert on everything, I was still astonished by this latest assessment of the mystery of God and God's world. Her insight into the unspeakable majesty of God and the grandeur, as Charles Darwin once called it, of the myriads of life forms, including those who can walk on water, was unassailable and spot on. Behind our house is a small pond, so I began to test Claire's association of God and insects by watching the changing face of our pond and noting anything that might have walked on the water of our small pond. Every so often I would see a small ripple disturb the water, and I'd think an insect had fulfilled Claire's prophecy. Actually, the ripples are caused by the fish coming to eat the insects walking on the water. Now and then, and especially during a driving rainstorm, our resident alligator, Bismarck, we call him, raises his head, or at least his eyes, to scan the surface for insects, or God, or anything else that might look yummy. I can't say I saw as clever or recognizable evidence of God walking on the water of our pond, but one morning this week, having awakened early, I made coffee, went out to the patio to drink my coffee and give thanks for the new day. Behold, mist was rising from the water. And if that wasn't God walking on the water, I don't know what is. I reached for my cell phone, summoned YouTube, and found the one song ready-made for that moment. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing fresh from the word. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. The boundlessly good thing is not that both God and insects could walk on water, though they share some mystical power that allows them to do that. Let us never forget that it is God who created the water, who called it to separate from the land and called it good. Insects may have learned how to resist the water's urge to drown them, but God covered the earth with water, and from that gift we have life. This is Trinity Sunday in the life of the church. After half a year of Sundays celebrating the life of Jesus, his coming, his birth, his baptism and ministry, and his suffering, death, and resurrection, we have just passed through the great 50 days of Easter, finishing with the Pentecostal flourish of wind and fire and power. Now we pause to imagine God. It may not be the most urgent question disturbing the tranquility of your mind this morning. What is God like? Such a question can never compete with the really important questions. Where can we go for Father's Day brunch? Will the Lightning make the playoffs next year? Can you ever drink red wine with fish? Those are really crisis questions. Talking about God might be stretching it a little bit. But you know, we are the church, and that's what we do. So I invite you to wonder with me today about God, about the mystery beyond all mysteries, the power that surpasses all our power, the steady presence that may or may not change depending on how life is treating us. What do you think about God? Is God enough to stake your life on God? Does God fill the void in your understanding of this world? The readings from the Bible today speak about mystery more than anything. Proverbs allows Lady Wisdom to remind us that we stand on this side of creation. that it is ours to rejoice with him always, even in the face of the mystery. St. Paul insists on speaking about suffering as if that were the secret of God, that somehow suffering brings us peace and hope. And Jesus makes clear that full truth lies before us and beyond us, is still to come. All these are promises of glory, and they shine before us as the sun shone through the mist off my pond earlier this week. I don't expect you to follow Claire into her entomological path to God. Her mind never follows straight paths. But I do invite you to emulate her playfulness. See the things of God that lie before us. Let your imagination flow and play. We'll never know God fully until we come through the water and mist and see him face to face and know that he is light and love. Dante ended his great divine comedy at the last stanza of the last canto, having descended through the inferno and climbed Mount Purgatory and, guided by his beloved Beatrice, passed through paradise. When he reached the very end, what he found there surpassed all language, but Dante tried. He had found in his wonderful Italian, l'amor che muove il sole e le altre stelle, the love that moves the sun and all the other stars. And he might have added, if he'd known Claire, l'amor che muove gli insetti. I think Claire's onto something here, you know. A God who can both walk on the water and create insects to do the same. Such a God is irresistible. Don't you think so? On this Trinity Sunday, let us rejoice and give thanks. Amen.